I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Aid agencies are telling us that food insecurity in Sri Lanka will get worse without immediate help. On top of economic woes, the country has seen bad harvests back to back. Galen Brookholder says the Sri Lankan Global Disciples team finds themselves caught up in the food and fuel shortages. Still, God does the impossible when his people pray.
It's becoming known to many Sri Lankan people that followers of Jesus don't just look out for themselves. They care even when there is very little to provide. There are some amazing stories that we've been hearing of people moving around their communities simply trying to provide assistance. Things as simple as a bicycle tire.
Their most urgent request is prayer. Join us in asking God for provision and for more gospel opportunities for global disciples in Sri Lanka. And even in the United States, where technology is widely available, going online wasn't enough to prevent education loss during COVID lockdowns. It's a different story in East Africa, where Set Free Ministries partners with local believers to run Christian schools. Set Free's Dave McIntyre says,
during COVID, when the schools were shut down, we had sent out the teachers into the villages doing homeschool. And now that the schools are back in operation, we're finding that our students are very much more advanced because they have been educated during the lockdown.
Along with standardized material, believers teach kids about Jesus and the spiritual freedom he offers.
A lot of these kids have been traumatized by demon worship and things like that. So pray for our teachers. These kids are coming out of families that practice witchcraft, Islam, various different religions.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.